I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Round two of Mali's parliament elections are slated for December 15th. Now, the first round didn't draw a clear winner, which spiked tensions with the Tuareg rebels. Violence from their uprising sent more than 350,000 people fleeing for safety. World Renew teams are sending food and other supplies to help the refugees. Through the church presence, believers have an opportunity to share the gospel. Needs are ongoing. If you can help, we'll connect you at our website. Next, a Sunday morning police raid in Kazakhstan last month could be a sign of things to come. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says the church was unregistered, but the bite of the revised religion law has been growing sharper for everyone. Forum 18 News says this year, 146 people have been fined for practicing religion in Kazakhstan.
The older saints that are there, they're going to remember what life was like under atheistic communism and how they had to survive under a Soviet oppression. The newer generation that's coming up would have no memories of this and how to survive under such a thing.
And Gen Y is rising to the challenge of leadership with the help and training of Moses Incorporated. Characterized by its selfishness. At the same time, the generation of people aged 18 to 29 are also the most uniquely gifted to succeed at peer leadership. Moses trains the students to run the next trip. Leadership skills develop in the practicum of real life. Program director Judy Vander Ark says the students rise to that expectation, and it's a biblical lesson that really hits home.
They feel like they've accomplished something, and I think our Lord set an example of that in looking at the children and seeing the potential in them.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips Craig and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World. When you help MNN with your gift of any amount, I'll give you a copy. Just call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.